Hello, and welcome to Venusaur, a podcast for those who want to learn more about wine, love wine, and know wine matters. My name is Trina Maul. Today, join us in this episode to talk about your first love. Wherever you are in your wine journey, think about your first love. This is a question I often like to ask new people that I meet that are wine lovers, are new to wine. What is your first love? And for me, my first love, Riesling. I was first introduced to Riesling in the beginning of my wine journey, and I really liked the sweetness of Riesling, the lightness of the Riesling, and I will share with you still my tried and true favorite Riesling, the Chateau Saint-Michel. Many restaurants serve that particular Riesling, and it's still one of my favorites. I do like California Rieslings. I have several Rieslings from California that I found to be very nice. And just like with any first love, you learn to spend time with your first love. So I've spent time with Riesling and purchased many a different labels and vintages and brands of Riesling. I've gotten to know the ones that I liked, as I've mentioned before, Chateau Saint-Michel, and there's a Riesling out of Germany called Dr. Loosen, L-O-O-S-E-N, and that Riesling I was first introduced to on my first trip to Napa. I took the wine train, and at the station of the wine train, there was a sampling and a tasting of different wines, and Dr. Loosen Riesling was actually being served there. In another episode, we'll talk about the wine train. I would highly recommend, if you ever go to Napa, to actually take the adventure of the wine train. But back to Dr. Loosen's Riesling. It's out of Germany. And when I lived in Florida, I had a hard time finding that particular Riesling. And then one day I found a store that actually carried it. And even more recently in my residence here in Colorado, I, in addition, have also found Dr. Loosen. So what about your first love that you like about it? What about your first love that you go back to? For me, even though I've moved beyond my first love, I still think about it, and I occasionally contact or connect with my first love, to say. So I still buy Rieslings. On my wine shelf at any point in time, there will always be a Riesling on my shelf. One of the things I like about Riesling is the versatility and the diversity of a Riesling. And for me, I like to pair a Riesling with chicken, pasta, Chinese, fish. And for me, it's more chicken and I grill vegetables, more of a lighter chicken. A chicken Marcellus pairs well with a light pasta. I also like to pair it with a lighter fish. I had a halibut from Alaska that I actually marinated in Riesling and grilled and served over rice that was simply amazing. And believe it or not, my favorite pairing with a Riesling is with Chinese food. Just all-time favorite. I don't do a lot of spicy Chinese, but my chicken and vegetables, beef and vegetables, mugu gai pan, my lo mein, or even just simple chicken fried rice pairs very nicely with a nice soft Riesling. And so my first love will always be near and dear and always be there for me. So check out some of our pairings as well as some of our recommendations for Rieslings at Venusaur.com, and let us know what your first love is at Twitter at hashtag Venusaur First Love. Thank you again for sharing today with us your first love and listening to Venusaur. and all matters of wine, because we know wine matters.